On May 16th, three veteran astronauts will be inducted into the United States Astronaut Hall of Fame, joining only 99 others who can claim that honor. Among the new inductees is Pam Melroy, a graduate of Bishop Kearney High School. Melroy completed three space missions that involved the building of the International Space Station and is one of only two women to command the space shuttle. WXXI's Beth Adams talked to her about her extraordinary career, the result of a childhood dream.
I understand your dad had a military career that had your family moving around when you were a child, but you consider Rochester your hometown?
Absolutely, yes. It was a very formative, important part of my life. And of course, Rochester was pretty much where we landed. And so my parents lived there for, I think it's at least 40 years, you know, just because of health reasons, they've moved away from the Rochester area, but we all consider it our hometown.
I read somewhere that you knew pretty early in life that you wanted to be an astronaut. And I'm really curious how that dream took root in your mind at a time when you would have had no women astronaut role models to be inspired by.
You know, that's right. But I think my entire generation of astronauts was very inspired by the Apollo program. And, I remember watching the moon landing. And, I think the key thing is that my parents always told me I could do anything that I wanted to, which, of course, at that time, you know, I think what they were thinking was I could be a doctor or a lawyer or maybe get a PhD. But when I told them I wanted to be an astronaut, they completely supported that. And they always have.
You were the second woman to command a space shuttle mission after Eileen Collins, another upstate New York native. She was from Elmira. Did you have a specific goal to become a leader in the space program, or was that something that just developed through your career?
Oh, no, absolutely. When other families watched Ed Sullivan on Sunday nights together or, the Wide World of Disney or something like that, my family got together for Star Trek and we all watched it together. And so, yeah, I think from the very beginning, I had it in mind that I was going to be the commander.
When you were growing up in the 1960s, space exploration was a big competition between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. And today we seem to be in a much different era with the International Space Station. And I'm curious if you think global collaboration is the way to go, or was there something about striving to be the best and the first that advanced things more quickly?
Well, no, I'm very strongly in favor of the collaborative efforts from the space station, and now just recently announced that Europe is going to join the United States efforts to return to the moon. And I think that's great. But what's interesting is I think we're actually getting both, because we're getting international collaboration for really hard and difficult things like going to the moon. But what you're also seeing is some pretty intense competition around the commercial side. So commercial space is becoming a real thing. And, commercial is by definition competitive.
Yeah, and I wonder, I don't know how much attention you pay to politics, but I wonder if you have any thoughts about how geopolitical tensions could ever threaten that kind of collaboration.
Yeah, actually, it's so wonderful to see the collaboration between the United States and Russia at this time on the International Space Station. I do think that these types of scientific collaboration at least provide places that when we have shared values, we can work together. And it also means that there's always a place where we can continue to talk to each other in case anything ever threatens to become, really heated.
What is your personal philosophy about the future of space exploration? Is it still worth doing despite the costs and the risks?
The interesting thing is with the advent of commercial space, I think the, is it worth doing is sort of being answered by the fact that people are very extremely eager to do it. And the fact that around the world, more and more countries are getting engaged in it. There's a lot of evidence to show that not only is it inspirational, which is fantastic, but it's also critical in developing a workforce that is technically literate, that supports so many other parts of the economy. Yeah, I think we're just hardwired to explore, but as we push ourselves with some of these really challenging things like keeping humans alive on the way to Mars and finding, I hope, someday life on Mars that will help us understand our own biology and our own Earth better and perhaps learn how to take care of it.
I think you logged, what, 38 days in space, if I'm correct?
Yes.
Did that shift your perception about life at all when you were out there?
Yeah, absolutely. There's something we call the overview effect, and it's the effect of looking down on the Earth from space. And there's a lot of perspectives, I think, that are really important, like realizing that the Earth is actually a spaceship. And so you don't see the boundaries of the political boundaries. What you see is a giant ecosystem, and that what we do on one part of the Earth affects other parts of the Earth. And that is a pretty profound recognition that brings us together, that, you know, we are all on this spacecraft, this spaceship we call Earth, and we have to work together to take care of it.
Pam Melroy, former astronaut and shuttle commander, former Rochesterian, and soon to be member of the U.S. Astronaut Hall of Fame. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth. It's always wonderful to talk to Rochester.